Under the new federal requirements, 50% of adults getting welfare must be employed or in job training. Wisconsin has more than that in its Welfare to Work program, known as W-2. Secretary of Workforce Development, Roberta Gassman.
We have about 60% of our participants now who are in work or work-related activities where they're getting the help they need.
Advocates for the working poor have pushed for job training that will move W-2 participants up the career ladder, not leave them on the bottom rung making low wages. A review of the program by the Legislative Audit Bureau last year found an emphasis on getting the equivalent of a high school diploma with less focus on real-world job skills. And the audit found only 20% of those in W-2 had jobs that paid over the poverty level. The Wisconsin Council on Children and Families is concerned that new federal rules could make the situation worse. Executive Director Charity Ellison says her group is still reviewing the changes. She hopes they don't restrict training for what she calls marketable job skills.
Certainly, the first job is very important, but not to leave them after that, to continue to work with them, to help them plan, to help them get into education and training that will further enhance their skills.
Workforce Development Secretary Gassman says 7,300 people in Wisconsin are currently getting cash benefits under W-2, a number that varies depending on the condition of the economy. Another factor is job readiness. Welfare agencies can now bump W-2 participants off cash assistance if it's determined they're employable. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.